of the Vegas Circle with Paki and Chris. And today, joining the circle with us, we're excited to have these amazing business owners that are making a huge impact in the Las Vegas community. And we have Honey Tejero, the co-founder of Yoga Haven. We've also got Carrie Sobek, the creator of Mysore Las Vegas and Videa Saragao. And we also have Myrene De Los Angeles, the co-founder of Sundown Mushroom. So welcome to the circle. It's good to see you, ladies.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Thanks
for having us. So this is fun. So I've known Honey for many, many years. How did all you ladies connect? I know you guys are all in kind of connected in the yoga industry, from my understanding, but how do you guys know each other just being in Vegas?
I met Carrie in 2016. She did a yoga festival, and she's been a practitioner and a teacher of Mysore Yoga Las Vegas, and it's traditional Ashtanga practice. And I've practiced Ashtanga yoga in 2015. And then I actually switched teachers and I started practicing under Carrie, almost going on 2 years now.
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah,
2 years. And it's definitely changed my practice. My lifestyle has completely changed with her Ayurveda teachings and Ashtanga teachings. And she's just an all-around amazing human being and a great teacher. And it helps me become a better co-founder and, you know, like to manage Yoga Haven, which is a nonprofit organization. So, and I met Myrene through Carrie as well, because she also practices with Mysore Las Vegas. And she's been really busy with huge success of Sundown Mushrooms and the many benefits of the mushrooms that she grows and sells. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, I miss going to the studio for sure. So I guess I could start with how I met these two beautiful ladies. I met Carrie at the same yoga festival, although I am kind of connected earlier with her husband, Paulo. I know him from college, and then that's how I kind of got heard about that yoga festival that apparently Honey was over to as well. Even though I went to that yoga festival, I haven't really been practicing yoga back then because I'm stubborn. And I finally did dive in and started like a daily practice, I want to say about 2 years ago, with Mysore Las Vegas through Carrie. And she's just inspired me to, you know, keep going at it. And until this day, even though I don't go, I still have my daily practice at home. And yeah, for sure, like Carrie and Ashtanga and amazing other yogis like Honey have is one of the main inspirations for me to kind of find my dharma, which is growing mushrooms and kind of taking that fear away of just going for it. You know, that's how it all came to be for me.
Las Vegas is such a great community, and there's so many things happening. Obviously, with the stress with COVID, you know, Chris and I wanted to have you guys come on just with what you guys are doing to impact the community. And, you know, for our listeners to remember, you know, we had Yoga Haven on a couple of years back, you know, Honey's business partner, Natalie, and we also had Kaylee on, one of the yoga instructors. And, you know, they've been doing some great things, you know, partnered with a lot of different people. They've been impacted a lot. They did a lot of things in downtown Summerlin and all throughout Las Vegas. And it's great to be able to have you guys back on. And Honey, I just wanted to kind of share. So can you briefly explain just kind of what Yoga Haven is all about?
Yeah, so Yoga Haven, our mission is to empower at-risk youth, men, women, and young adults through the practice of yoga and meditation. And we offer free yoga programs to the at-risk community. And we don't have a location or a building or a studio. We actually go to nonprofit organizations or Title I schools. And most of our programs are, we offer it to like the youth homeless centers, women support centers, LGBTQ centers, low-income communities, and drug recovery centers. And all of our programs are 100% funded by donations. And to this date, we have donated 1,431 yoga classes, 40 programs have been donated, and 17,554 people have been impacted through our service. So it's been a wonderful run since 2016. And we're very, you know, lucky, and we're very fortunate. We're so excited to go back to normalcy so our programs can be back on again.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty interesting concept, because you kind of see it between the three of you that yoga has brought you kind of together, and it creates this like very personal sense of relationship and community. And it's almost like a natural evolution to use it as a tool for these, you know, different types of areas of the city that may need it. And, you know, what kind of prompted that decision to utilize this tool, to focus on that, to try to provide some assistance to the community? Because it's almost like a natural evolution and from that perspective.
Well, for me, it was just basically the daily practice of Ashtanga yoga. And that's why I invited Carrie to be on here, because Ashtanga yoga definitely absolutely changed my life. And, you know, you go through different teachers or mini teachers, and when you change your experiences in life and then you kind of go deeper. I guess when I reconnected with Carrie, it was a perfect time because I was shifting. My life was shifting. My lifestyle was shifting. My choices and passion was shifting. So she really helped. She was a huge instrumental in helping me, you know, get back to maintain that track of, okay, being a strong co-founder and then going back to the passion of Yoga Haven, because I was kind of losing a little bit the passion of Ashtanga and the passion of Yoga Haven a little bit for a small period of time. But once I reconnected with Carrie and I started practicing with her, it was really like wonderful. So Ashtanga yoga or any type of yoga, especially for the population that we target, it's really important for them to be introduced to like yoga, and eventually, hopefully, when they start practicing yoga, then they can find other types of yoga as well, like Ashtanga, hopefully. I hope that.
Yeah, we got to bring you in the mix of this, man, because I looked you up and I said, oh my goodness, girl, all around the world. She's in India, she's in the Philippines, she's all over the place. And I was watching some of your videos. I mean, look, we all have stressful lives, right? It's so crazy. It's going so, so fast. And I know we're always trying to get the noise, you know, calm the noise, get it out of our mind. What's your perspective on yoga and how it's impacted your life and how long you've been practicing for too?
Yeah, wow. Oh my God. Yeah, I feel like it's impacted my life in every single way. I mean, I started practicing, I found it pretty early on, like straight from high school. And then I was kind of in college and, you know, you're like, oh my God, what do I do with my life? And I did like these classes for nursing. And then I realized like, I don't want to be a nurse. I don't want to be in the hospital. I don't even believe in this kind of medicine. And I started taking like pottery classes, and then I started traveling, and my first trip was to Australia. And I moved to Australia and I just started dabbling in yoga. And then I came across Ashtanga yoga, and I ended up in my teacher's basement and she taught Ashtanga, and then I just learned it from day one. So that's really like held me together, I guess, through all the ups and downs of life, while like, you know, having faith in myself, having confidence, and, you know, trusting myself, trusting all the people around me, and really just wanting to know myself on the deepest level possible. I'm really curious. So, you know, yoga helped me dive into that more.
Before we talk about my sore Las Vegas, you talked a little bit about nursing and talked a little bit about not believing in that medicine, I'm assuming. Can you kind of elaborate on that and get kind of your perspective on, I'm assuming you have a different approach, and I'm curious what that is.
Yeah. So I do believe in Western medicine for sure, but I don't think it's necessary for all of our ailments in life. Like, I think we can really prevent it by just tweaking our lifestyle and getting to know ourselves on a more deeper spiritual level. And that will help us more physically and mentally as well. So I started getting into Ayurveda when I started doing yoga. And that is the Indian medical system. It's been around for over 5,000 years. And it's all about like using herbs and, you know, natural ways to prevent any kind of imbalance in the body, as well as treatment for diseases that do come up in the body and mind.
Yeah.
So I do believe in Western medicine. I shouldn't have been so like, oh, no Western medicine, but I don't think it's necessary for everything. I think there's a time and place for it.
You kind of see that becoming more and more prevalent as people are starting to get a little more educated on the subject that, you know, maybe the old ways are a lot better than some of the new ways. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, you know, I've tried, you know, going that direction. Obviously, the biggest barrier is accessibility is, you know, even though it seems as simple as gathering some herbs to create this medical solution or tonic to be able to solve these ailments, it's unbelievable how inaccessible those things are to be able to do something as simple as that. Maybe you have a headache that you want to try a herb for and you can't find the herb. It's kind of ridiculous. And, you know, you touch base on how yoga is, those kind of go hand in hand as well, the yoga and the natural medicine. You know, you guys make your yoga is extremely accessible. How do you think that type of medicine is becoming more accessible as we move forward in the future?
Well, I think in general, people are actually just getting back into the rhythm of nature. Like more and more people are doing yoga. And now Ayurveda is becoming more popular on the West, in the Western world. So I think we are actually returning back to Eastern medicine, which is all natural. You know, we're seeing that, you know, one medicine isn't good for everyone. And that we're all like unique beings that need different things. So not everyone should be treated the same way. And I think that's the beauty of Ayurveda in general, is that it treats everyone individually. Yeah. So I don't know, my path started with wanting to really heal myself on a deeper level. And I think, you know, when I went into like studying to be a nurse, I was like, okay, I want to do this because I want to heal myself. But then I realized that, you know, I don't think this is the right way to heal myself for what I need it. So then that's where herbs came and played a big role in my life. Yeah. Just studying different plants and, you know, their effects on everyone.
You know, I don't know if you paid attention to Dr. Sebi at all. I know that his documentary is being worked on right now. You know much about him at all and how he's been able to impact how your body and herbs and the whole nine and be able to treat people for AIDS and cancer and all this type of stuff. I don't know if you're familiar with him at all.
No, I don't think I am.
Yeah, pay attention to Dr. Sebi. Nick Cannon is working on a documentary of his. Nipsey Hussle had passed away a couple years back. He'd been really, really studying, you know, what he'd been doing. So pay attention to him. I want to get into that, but pay attention to him. It's very, very impactful. He passed away, I want to say about a year ago, but very, 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 very impactful. Talk a little bit about My Soar Las Vegas. What are you guys doing now? And I know you guys got an event coming up, I want to say, in the Philippines in June, right? From my understanding, or I know that's your hotel. So I was trying to check that out.
Yeah, so My Soar Las Vegas is in a traditional Ashtanga yoga program. I started about 2.5 years ago, and it's basically learning yoga from the Yoga Sutras. And then we apply a physical practice to it, which Sri K. Pattabhi Joyce taught. And it goes hand in hand with, you know, trying to calm the fluctuations of the mind, because that's really the point of yoga, is to quiet down so we can really listen to the deeper levels of ourselves. And yeah, it's like all my friends are there, Honey and Myrene was there. So we all meet together every morning, Monday through Friday, and we practice yoga together. And yeah, it's been wonderful. And I also, with Vedya Shargao, it's a hostel in the Philippines. So I'm hoping to start hosting retreats there soon for Ashtanga Yoga and Ayurveda. I was supposed to have one in July, but I don't think it's happening because they closed down the borders.
Oh, got it. Okay. Got it. Yeah. I was sitting on there. And that's over in the Philippines, from my understanding, right?
Yeah. My two good friends are there. And they started like a vegan, Carinderia it's called. So it's like a vegan cafeteria. So they're doing really well. And I'm really grateful that they're over there and they're able to kind of put it together while I'm not able to be there.
Yeah. It's great, man. It's great to have good partners, good friends, yeah. Trust and integrity and everything. And with Myrene, I'm looking up the sundown mushrooms. Unbelievable what you guys have put together. Honey, you've been telling me about it. Can you talk a little bit about that, what you formed with your boyfriend and how long you guys have been farming for and the whole nine?
Yeah, so we actually have been growing mushrooms, I want to say for a few years, and it was mainly for, you know, for fun and sharing with friends and family. And then, you know, friends were like, can we get more? Can we get more? Can we get more? So, okay, we'll grow more. It's mainly medicinal gourmet mushrooms, so like lion's mane, oyster mushrooms, all that. And we were like, maybe it's time to actually start a business out of this. And so we did. And it's been just a little bit over a year, and we're overwhelmed and also so happy of everyone's support that it kind of just ended up the way that it did right now. So everyone's keeping us busy and we're happy with what we do. And yeah, it's been fun. I want to say that with the pandemic, with this coronavirus, that's how it affected the world. We want to see the good side of it, which is there are some businesses that are actually kind of like using this as an opportunity with like the slow growth of the economy up and back and running. So we're kind of just looking at it from that perspective. So we're grateful for that. You know, It's not always a negative thing, I guess. Yeah.
Do you feel that with, especially with the pandemic, that more people were cooking from home and all of that stuff?
Yeah,
it seems like that would have been a benefit for you, right? The last year with all the farming and everything?
For sure. That, and then also just everyone just being more aware of their health and, you know, the value of actually like good food and good fresh ingredients. People are realizing that. Oh, we are kind of just here. So you're kind of just growing and providing. Yeah.
No, it just makes me curious because, you know, you're using these like for health purposes, but, you know, are you finding that people are pre-educated before they get to you, or they kind of get to you and then they become educated on what these different products do?
I want to say right now it's actually 50-50, because I want to say that people with the movement I want to say fungi, there's just a lot more people that are more aware of the benefits of mushroom nowadays when it comes to either medicinal or even medicinal, such as like psilocybin. We actually get a lot of people asking, like, do you guys have psilocybin yet? I'm like, no.
That was
going
to be my question. The next question.
I'll wait for you to ask that, Chris.
We're like, sorry. But, well, good news is actually like decriminalization efforts are on the way with that in our city. So I'm really excited for that. But yeah, like as far as the us educating people at the markets that we sell to versus people that already know, it's actually 50-50. Yeah.
You know, it's crazy that you're kind of ahead of the curve there. You know, it's one of those undervalued plants that you really don't hear a lot about, but it's such a far ranging, like you said, from just the delicacy out of pizza to something that makes you hallucinate. It's a pretty big difference for the same type of plant. And there's a huge range in between, and it's pretty interesting that you don't hear enough about it. It's kind of fascinating.
They've been really underrepresented throughout these years, that we kind of forget that it's its own kingdom. So there's the animal kingdom, there's a plant kingdom, and there's this whole kingdom of fungi. So with that, from that perspective, no wonder there's like so many different uses for it versus like getting you full versus treating your ailments or preventing ailments versus a spiritual experience, you know? So yeah.
I didn't realize it was own kingdom. That's interesting. Yeah,
you learn so much, especially because everybody's gained so much weight. You know, during the COVID, it's great.
Yeah, they got mushrooms for weight loss. Can you send those my way?
We got back into it, so it's great to talk about yoga and different ways to eat, because I know everybody's trying to pick up and take extra 10 pounds. Like I heard everybody's gained between like 10 to 30 pounds during the pandemic. So it's great to have you guys coming, and with Vegas opening up, it was a great time. Yeah. How does it tie everything together? It's amazing, because Honey and I were talking about this. It's like you guys are all kind of tied and intertangled, you know, in a way. Can you guys kind of share that on how like the three of you guys are kind of entertained that way and the benefits of kind of how you guys move?
I feel like the universe, you know, it brings people together at certain times. And just by like listening to Myrene talk and Honey talk, like we're all into yoga, and then we're all promoting plants in general and like getting back to Eastern medicine. And I feel like we all can support each other with helping one another with these businesses because we believe in them so much. Yeah. And plus we're all really good friends. So I think that gives us just this genuine connection because we all have this common interest.
Yeah. You know what I saw too, and I had talked with Natalie about this a couple years back, is you know, Russell Simmons, what he's been able to do in certain school districts, right, with yoga and things like that, and implementing that in meditation. Do you see that coming to like the Clark County School District or some of the private schools in Vegas? I know you guys work with a lot of different, you know, setups, but how can we implement that in the school system?
Well, we're already are in Title I schools. There's been some yoga schools that are like private schools have reached out to us, but you know, we can't offer free yoga programs to them because they do have the funding, but we haven't been offered any, you know, like funded classes to other schools yet. But yeah, we would love that. I think it would be great. Hey, maybe, you know, we all can go there and teach them some meditation yoga, and Carrie can do some Ashtanga practices as well. Well, Myrene can, you know, give them some mushroom snacks at the end or something.
Make sure Chris doesn't be there for the mushroom snacks.
Because, you know, her mushrooms, I mean, her mushrooms, there's this one mushroom, I think it's a pink oyster mushroom, and then if you cook it a certain way, it tastes like meat.
Oh,
it's
wow.
So delicious.
I'm a huge mushroom fan.
It's so good. It definitely tastes like meat. You know that?
Well, probably it's like the pink version of this.
Yes.
That on camera. Jeez. I was looking up your recipes. You got like some of the best recipes. I want to check out the mushroom garlic fried rice. I'm 100% trying to make that. You got some great recipes on there. And, you know, one of the questions we ask, you know, all of our guests, and I'm very curious about you guys, I'm not sure if you guys are vegetarian or vegan. What's your favorite restaurant in Vegas? And this is for all three of you guys, because I'm very curious.
Oh, so mine is Mount Everest, and it's an Indian place, and it's on Sahara and like Valley View.
Okay. And
everyone's super friendly in there, and I always get the same thing because it's so good.
Are you vegetarian or vegan?
I'm vegetarian.
You are vegetarian. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
What about you, honey, and Maureen?
Okay, well, I have a lot because I have my restaurant that I really love when I was eating meat and seafood. And then I also have my healthy restaurant that I like. But I would say I really love Curry Leaf. It's on Port Apache and Flamingo, I believe. And it's like a Southern Indian restaurant. And it's really, really good food.
That's great. I'll give you them a shout out. That's Port Apache and Tropicana. I've been there multiple times. Very good food. Very, very good food. And what about you, Maureen, when you're not making your mushrooms, but where are you eating?
Oh, I have a lot too, but I see myself always going back to either Thai food or like Japanese. As far as Thai goes, I want to say there's this like hole in the wall on Sahara. It's called Primaris.
Awesome.
Their green curry is phenomenal. And then Japanese, I think it's Hachi is the name. It's on Jones. Yeah, Hachi. Yeah, I really like that place. That one's really good.
You guys gave us some new spots, but that's great.
I haven't tried any of those.
Yes. We rode our bikes there, Maureen.
Yeah, we did. We rode our bikes there that one time.
Great recommendations. Yeah, honey,
actually,
we got to talk about.
I recommend one more. Meraki.
Meraki.
And okay. Really, really good restaurant. It's is it Greek or
Mediterranean?
It's Mediterranean, yes.
That sounds delicious.
You guys make me hungry because I haven't eaten yet. So that's good stuff. That's great recommendations. And then so for 2021, we definitely got to talk about the raffle coming up. I know that raffle's gonna be coming up soon. Can you kind of discuss that a little bit and the companies that are involved and what that's gonna be all about?
Yes, so we're doing an online raffle giveaway to promote local businesses and their services as the Las Vegas community slowly opens back up to normalcy, which means that Yoga Haven programs will also slowly reopen back on schedule, hopefully. And so the online giveaway will be posted on our Instagram at Yoga Haven LV on April 9th after 6 p.m. And the lucky winner will be announced on April 16th at the same time, possibly. But the detailed instructions on how to enter the giveaway will be listed on the post. And then all the participants must be Las Vegas locals. So obviously, Carrie will be donating. Well, I'll let them share what they'll be donating. But Desert Bread will be donating a $50 gift card. And Desert Bread is an organic, solar-powered local bakery using local fruit and garden ingredients. And they also specialize in sourdough breads and French-inspired pastries. And then Garden Bites is an all-vegan meal prep and catering business. And they're really cool because Garden Bites is sustainable, fresh, and a one-for-one, which means when people purchase meals, prep meals from them, one prep meal is donated to the homeless community of the Las Vegas Valley. So that's really, really cool. Really resonated with me. Star Seeds is also donating lunch for two, which includes two entrees and two drinks. And they're an urban farm that grows microgreens and sprouts. And they offer for sale from their food trailer delivery and along with other market eats. And they have grocery pickup as well. And then last is Kenti Body Beads. And it's a small local shop. They're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the fantastic indoor swap meet. And they're donating two waist beads, which are traditional African accessory that consists of small glass beads on string and that's worn around the waist or hips. And the waist beads are actually like they promote overall self-healing, self-love, femininity, and body positivity, but there'll be more information in the post. And then, of course, Carrie and Maureen will also be donating some of their products if you girls want to share.
So I'll be donating my golden milk blend.
Awesome, awesome. I just saw you guys post that too. I got to check that out, Carrie.
Oh, this? Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw it.
So it has shatavari, turmeric, cinnamon, ashwagandha, ginger, nutmeg, and black pepper. And it's just a small company that I started.
That sounds great.
I'll also be donating a one-on-one consultation with Ayurveda. So people can come and see what their constitution is according to Ayurveda, and then we'll fix what their imbalance is to help them feel their best.
Good stuff. Real quick,
this question, what do you mean by what their constitution is?
Yeah, so in Ayurveda, we classify each individual or everything in life made up of the five elements. So fire, air, ether, water, and earth. And then inside those elements have different qualities. So that's what makes us so unique, is because we all have the five elements, but we have different amounts of the elements in us. So by knowing what we're made up of, we're able to know what is healthy for us according to food, the sights we take in, nature, and stay away from things that are, you know, that lead to disease. So, yeah.
I need to hear more about that, Carrie. that's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very good stuff. And Myrene, what will you be donating? Yeah, I'm assuming from the mushrooms, which is awesome, from your company.
Yes. So I have a mushroom grow kit. So they can grow their own mushrooms at home. All they have to do is cut it open, spray it twice a day, and they'd be able to have their own harvest in about 2 weeks. And then we're also donating. Yeah. Yeah. They could harvest up to 2 pounds. And then I am actually fully sold out of the other one, but it's a broth kit. It's a healing mushroom broth kit. So that's also another one. It's a
popular one. I got to check that out. Yeah. That broth kit I was looking up the other night. When will that come back on in stock? That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Hopefully by Friday, I'll have more.
Awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
It's very small batch.
Well, awesome. I will definitely check out all of those. We'll be ordering that from you, Carrie, and from Myrene. It's great stuff, man. We're glad to be able to support, give you guys a platform. Can you guys share, you know, your social handles on how people can reach you guys individually in your companies and all that fun stuff?
Yeah. So our social media handle on Instagram is at Yoga Haven LV. Facebook, Yoga Haven Las Vegas. Twitter at Yoga Haven LV. And sorry, I forgot to mention that each additional entry for the raffle, like you can have an additional entry for the raffle. Like if you donate $1 to Yoga Haven, then you can have an additional entry of the raffle. But again, that'll be all explained in the details in the post. But yeah, so that's our social media handle.
Great.
Yeah, my social media handle is at Carrie Sobeck. And then I also have my website, www.carriesobeck.com. And then I have Mysore Las Vegas IG handle, which is the Ashtanga program.
Awesome. And Myrene?
My Sundown Mushrooms handle is Sundown Mushrooms LV on Instagram. And then our website is sundownmushrooms.com.
Awesome. But we love what you guys are doing. It's great. Everybody's been on this kick, and especially me and my wife, man, to try to get back healthy. So eating healthy. And I'll tell you, the last thing I'll say, man, when you're doing yoga, I swear, man, everything is all aligned. So I definitely agree with you guys, sure. So awesome to have you guys on, and definitely to subscribe to all of our handles with Vegas Circle. And you ladies are awesome. We appreciate what you guys are doing and support you guys in any way. Definitely reach out. So thank you guys.
Thank you. Definitely.
You guys should come to practice.
I need to. I'm
not
scared.
Very limber. Hockey would be better than me.
Well, that's why you go to yoga, to become
limber. You're probably right.
I looked at Carrie's video and I'm scared. Now I don't want to go.
No, you have like a pre-entry level. That's where me and Pocky are.
She's the most gentle teacher and guide ever. And she's just amazing. Like,
Carrie, set us up for the beginning class. Don't set us up for your class. You got everybody else there.
Very beginner.
Yeah, and by yourself.
By yourself. Let's do that. Let's do it. Us five on the
other side. Her room, her Mysore room, is very beginner, and there's beginner advanced, but it's such a diverse crowd that you're just focused on yourself, and that's why the traditional Ashtanga yoga practice is so it's amazing. I really love it. It's not like a lead class, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, Carrie, we're gonna reach out to you, Chris and I. So we'll that's a plan. Well, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us, and you'll be able to check us out at thebiggestcircle.com. So thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Of course.